Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh boy. My optimism didn't even last 24 hours. Little gullible Andy wanted to buy in. Little gullible Andy was apparently passing around John Henry's Kool-Aid yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Sonny Gray is a good number four. Well, we don't put numbers on him. Oh, really? Brezbot? Because Brezbot, I believe it was a couple weeks ago. Dan Ball, what was it? 3 through 10 were set?
Three through ten were set with the implication you already have a number one as well.
Right. So you were looking for a number two starter. So you put numbers on them then. Now you don't want to put numbers because everybody just realized you're full of poo.
You weren't
going after a number two starter. You went after a 3-4 starter who's 172 like Morgan Moses.
Yep.
And is now going to be penciled in as a two. So I was bamboozled, Fitzy. I thought this was a Giolito replacement and they were still going to target a number two starter, whether that be Joe Ryan, one of the free agents, whatever. Now it's becoming more clear. And if you read some of the beat writers, I know Chris Cotillo said the Sox have turned their attention to adding an impact bat at this point.
Which they need. That's fine.
You know, we all knew you were going to get a number two starter and an impact bat, maybe two. That's what we heard out of Vegas.
Right.
The media met with him two or three times. They were all like, oh, it's a beautiful balcony overlooking blah, 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 the fountains of the Bellagio or blah. Yeah, we were listening. And now you went and got Giolito. Or Walker Buehler. If you want to call him a rich man's Walker Buehler, because there were a lot of Walker Buehler questions last night in relation to Sonny Gray.
I'd call him Walker Giolito or Lucas Buehler.
I'll tell you what you can't call him, Joe Ryan. You can't call him Joe Ryan, and you sure as poo can't call him a number two, and that's why Breslow didn't do it, because Breslow knows you can't call him a number two with straight face and have any credibility in the sport of baseball anymore. Yes, Dan Ball.
But Brad Foe said there are absolutely some in the Red Sox's front office who believe what Gray represents is exactly what Breslow was talking about. Some in those offices would even say 2025 Gray isn't that far off from 2025 Joe Ryan. Okay.
Really?
There you go. Congrats on your number two pitcher, Red Sox fans.
Do I need to consult Joe Ryan's stats? Did he give up 28 home runs or whatever?
No.
Did he have a 4.28 ERA? Has his ERA gone up every single year for three straight years to a point where it's not good anymore?
No. As a matter of fact, he's considered a stud, a hoss, one of the better pitchers to come out of the Tampa system in ages, and an ace in bloom who would fit in beautifully behind Crochet, giving you the best left-right 1-2 punch in baseball. But no big deal. That's fine. We got Sonny Gray.
So you know how Sonny Gray's ERA has gone from a 2 to a 3 to a 4? You could say that...
it's like a song.
Yeah.
A 2, 2, a 3, 2, a 4.
And then you take it the other way, where Joe Ryan has gone from a 4-5 to a 3-6 to a 3-4-2, and in the process went from 23 starts to 31.
Oh, interesting.
Or 31 appearances, 30 starts, but same difference.
So if we... See, this is funny. If we played that game that everybody likes to play where you took the names off and just put, like, the stats and the resume of the players, who's a number two starter? I think it would be a landslide that everybody would click on this guy and then come to... Oh, that's Joe Ryan you were... I didn't even know that's Joe Ryan you're talking about. And you'd click on Sonny Gray and say, that's not a bad fourth starter. If your fourth starter gives you 32 starts and strikes out 200 over the course of 180 innings, love it. I love it.
I think you kind of put it correctly yesterday, where it shouldn't be a foregone conclusion that Sonny Gray is even starting a playoff game. That's your 4-5 area in your rotation where he should be locked into.
Right. And
he might be a good number. He might be a solid number three. You can't look at him as a number two.
So also, I would say this is we're on the same page, because we made some assumptions with the Breslow 3-10, right? Is it possible Brian Baio is your number two? Do they have like this next step in the evolution of Brian Baio?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that they really don't think that Sonny Gray is a number two because, well, we have a homegrown number two there.
Oh, congratulations, Fitzy, to you and your 85 wins and another wild card spot next year, because that's your cap. If you continue to just run it back with, we think these guys are going to be great, then you're going to continue to be average enough to get people in the stands to care in September and not win a damn thing in October.
Yeah, I see. Look, the Crochet, Gray, Baio, or Crochet, Baio, Gray, whatever, followed by Early and... just sounds like, unless the lineup is Murderer's Row or like the 2000 Oakland A's, like a beer league softball team, then yeah, that's got 86 wins and Sayonara RoboCop written all over it.
Okay, so let's go down that road then, Fitzy. You brought it up. If the pivot, that's a word we've been using a lot lately, pivot, we may get into some pivoting
it's
the Patriots
It's a Red
did.
Sox thing. Wait, hold on. I have to ask, are we in alignment?
Are we in alignment with their pivot if their pivot included, say, Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber? Does that create the lineup, Fitzy, where you're like, okay, maybe Sonny Gray and his 4 ERA is a number two starter with that lineup of... because Alonso and Schwarber, you pretty much, using last year as the barometer, pencil in for about 85 home runs.
Yeah, but I only feel like they're going to end up getting one of those guys, and then they'll get a middle of the order bet. Who is the is it Jorge Polanco who was with the Mariners, Dan, that they were rumored to be interested in?
Yeah, he was definitely one of the names that's been kicked around to play either second or third base.
Okay, so you get like a Jorge Polanco or Bregman. I know a lot of Sox fans yesterday on social media were trying to stir up something and make a little rhubarb out of the fact that Alex Bregman changed his Instagram photo from Alex Bregman in a Red Sox uniform to Alex Bregman in a Red Sox uniform.
Really? He went through the trouble? He just updated the photo with a different version of the same damn photo?
And he was probably dying laughing at the reactions from it, too. Look at what these idiots are thinking I'm doing.
The little sideways googly eye thing. Ooh, yeah. Look, what does this mean?
It means he's happy with the Sonny Gray signing.
He thinks he's going to be an ace.
I just...
How would you feel? Okay, Pete Alonso and re-signing Bregman at a decent enough deal that you can spend more money.
No. I mean, that does not give you the lineup, in my opinion, that says, well, we didn't really need a real number two because we're going to score so many runs. That would have been wasted trade assets and wasted money on Joe Ryan. No, that gives you a better lineup, a lineup that I might have more confidence in with Roman Anthony and others as I head into a playoff series. But it still doesn't give me more confidence that when Sonny Gray gives up two home runs. Good news is with Sonny Gray, we don't have to worry about the walk home run. It's just the home runs. Could be base hit home run. Could be base hit home run. Those are all possibilities.
Could be home run.
But he doesn't walk anybody. That's the one thing you know. He doesn't walk anybody, so you don't have to worry about the walk and the home run. But I just feel like the skids are greased fitzy, whatever you want to call it. The runway is paved. The decks have been cleared.
Oh, there we go.
We're getting Sonny Gray as the number two starter for the Boston Red Sox this year. And
that's happening. That's just like that has deal with it with like the sunglasses dropping down right over top of the GIF, like deal with it written all over it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I feel like I was bamboozled because this is twice now. Twice. We go back to the trade deadline. If you recall, what did Craig Breslow say? You know, we're going to go look for a high-end pitcher. We're not looking to just acquire
pitchers.
Someone
who could be part of the future, not just a rental.
And so, therefore, he went out and got May and Mats. Nothing anyone really cared about. Literally nothing anyone cared about. Then he goes to Vegas and says, well, we're set 3-10. What's the point of just adding an arm for the sake of adding an arm? We don't need to add a depth arm, a back-of-the-rotation arm. We need to add a number two starter. You just added a number two starter, it sounds like, at $20-plus million with a 4 ERA, who throws 92 miles an hour. And I know I shouldn't care about that, but there is a part of me that still cares about how fast people throw.
Once again, I believe Dan was kind enough to share his splits and stats at Yankee Stadium or in high-leverage American League situations. Dan, I don't presume that you have those on the ready, but Andy, I'd just like to remind you and the audience at large, they weren't good.
Yeah, I don't think we need them. We can just summarize them. Not good. Or as the great Dennis Eckersley once said, yuck.
The 6.06 ERA at Yankee Stadium is the highest among any pitcher in the new Yankee Stadium, minimum of 100 innings pitched.
Well, if you're going to do something, go all the way. Yeah. Be the best. Be the top of the list.
That's our number one. By the way, Ted Johnson was in here and was riling up Stiz's dog, Lily, so I couldn't crack my mic and tell you that anything that comes out of Craig Breslow's mouth this offseason, I take with a grain of salt and don't believe. Because two bats and a pitcher, oh, we're looking at a number two starter. Okay, yeah, sure. You can tell me whatever you want, but then you go and do the exact same stuff you've done this entire time, going back to Heim Bloom, going back to the end of Denver. Like, come on. I'm inclined to not believe a thing at this point because we're going down the same road that we go down every single offseason.
And by extension, because he also did that to us at the trade deadline, by extension, some of the people we talk to about this team that clearly talk to Breslow, we also have to take what they say with a grain of salt because everybody told me, don't worry about it. They didn't get Joe Ryan at the trade deadline. They'll get him in the offseason. I'm telling you, they're going to land an ace caliber arm in the offseason. If Sonny Gray is the ace caliber arm that they were supposed to get, then I'm not happy with it.
Never wrong, just early.
Yeah, never wrong, just early.
Five-yard line, was it? Five-yard line?
Let's punch it in.
Five-yard line.
Red Sox have about as good of a red zone offense as the Patriots.
Although, Andy, how many times are you going to get bamboozled by this organization?
Well, I think history would say many.
Thank you. Great. That was the right answer.
I'm a bit gullible, and you know what the problem is? I want to believe it. I want to believe that they're going to get back to being what I grew up with. When you sign, you trade for Pedro, you sign Manny Ramirez, you're doing all the, like, you're building a team to take on the evil empire, a team that you want to watch, a team that everybody's jazzed, and they're not. They're just not. And they tricked me a little, Fitzy, last year, because I do think the Crochet-Bregman double dip, nice offseason. You string a couple of those offseasons together and you get your credibility back. Now you took a step backward at the trade deadline, and it feels like you took a step backwards in your credibility right now with the addition of Sonny Gray. Good pitcher, but not a number two.
They're never going to do nothing, but they're absolutely going to continue to do just enough to get you just excited enough to be in that gullible feeling that hundreds of thousands of Red Sox fans feel every single year. That's the MO of the Red Sox franchise right
I
now.
I believe.
Just the tip. I really feel like they're drug dealers, and they're going to, like, we just need to give them enough, not too much for an overdose, it's really, we're just hooked.
I'm with Stiz. I think in the dating world, they're a blank tease. That's what they are. They're a blank tease. They do just enough to get you excited, but it never leads anywhere. The blank tease Boston Red Sox got me once again. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to back to my boy, Jaylen Brown. Love him. Mean it. Big game tonight at the Garden, hosting the 13 wins in a row Detroit Pistons. But in case you missed it, JB was on Twitch complaining about history in Boston and talking about when he wanted to leave. And in case you missed it, on Friday, he was calling out his teammates. So we need to question, why does no one seem to be paying attention to what Jaylen Brown keeps saying when they are pretty pointed comments? That's up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.